Good afternoon.
Barry, a lot of guys have said you have to be more physical this week. Do you have to be more physical than you have been in any game this year?
Oh, yeah, it's the last game of the season, so to speak, or postseason if you're not. And so you have to get to your technique faster than the opponent. You have to be more physical than the opponent, and you got to want it more than the opponent. Well, Clifton only played maybe 20, 25 plays, I think, in the Detroit game, so he was just getting his feet back. And so that will, we don't really know. But that offensive line is good. They've been working together for the last 2 years. They've done a great job throughout this whole season, and it'll be a big challenge for our defensive line. Well, we've had breakdowns in communication throughout the whole season, and not just the communication of the front, the linebackers, as well as the defensive line. We kept communicating throughout the season, and we never stopped listening and talking to each other. And it's taken place now. We are still listening to each other. We're still talking to each other, and we understand what each other's saying, and we know what we want to do and how we want to do it. And so that's been one of the keys.
What got it? What happened to make it click all of a sudden before? It seems like the Jets game turned around. What happened to make it click?
It's just a combination of, some of our young players started to grow up. We didn't have a number of young players on the field at the same time. Chase Blackburn has been a tremendous welcome, coming back on our squad and being able to communicate with our guys and get on the same page with our guys. And I just think it's just the work of throughout the whole season, guys listening to each other, talking to each other, and never stop communicating with each other and believing in each other.
Can you expand a little bit on what Chase has brought since he's arrived?
Yeah, he was the captain of our special teams a year ago, and when he came back, Chase is a studier. He's a guy that takes notes when you're sitting and you're lecturing to the classroom, and everybody respects that. And he asks great questions when we're in the meetings, and so he brought credibility. He brought a voice. Like, I could speak to Chase, and Chase could speak to the defense, and we all spoke the same language. And he, we misinterpreted a couple things here and there, but everybody knew he was going to get it right, and he was going to work hard to get it right. And so I think it just settled us down a lot more. Instead of us being indecisive, we became decisive.
And played well on the field.
No doubt. No doubt about it. He's played physical. He's played well. And he has a great voice. I often talked about John Goff had a good voice. When Chase shouts command, everybody hears it. And so he has a great voice for our defense also. I don't buy that. I think you can defend a lot of routes. I think that they're very good at throwing the back shoulder fade or the back shoulder pass. His timing's been impeccable. You have to defend it, and there's some ways to defend it, and we look forward to defending it on Sunday. You have to ask Linville that. I think Linville's been playing good for us, throughout the second half of the football season. And I think Linville's just growing up. Linville's really a rookie, so to speak. I think Linville's just growing up a little bit, and he's turned it loose, and he's just playing well right now, and he's playing with a lot of confidence. That they're all on the same page. Really, and the timing of the routes, the quarterback's reads, the continuity of their football team because of their coaching staff, et cetera. It just tells you that, when you stick with a coaching staff and have a continuity in an offense, you can accomplish good things.
Is that anybody quarterback that team?
I'm not going to say anybody, but I'll tell you, they have two pretty good quarterbacks. You know, every time you have an opportunity to put the ball down, you have a chance to prove how good you are. And I think that after playing them twice, knowing a little bit more about them, we're up for that challenge to see if we can hold that guy down. And it's a big challenge for us. And, you know, he's one of the best players in the league. And so, again, this is a playoff game. You throw everything in the past really out the window as far as what he's done in the past, and we're going to find out what we can do on Sunday. Yeah, you know, Kenny's such a good athlete. You know, we want to do a lot of different things with him. Sometimes we're able to, and sometimes we're not. The last Packer game we played, we had a role, specific role for him, and he was injured in the ball game, and we didn't really get to see that role come to fruition. But, you know, we'll use Kenny's talents, you know, in certain situations, and this week we'll try to use Kenny's talents and see if we can get that quantum leap from Kenny this week. At times we see quantum leaps. You know, at times we see leaps, but we're looking for more consistency.
Does anything change with them if
I don't think so. I mean, I'm not there, but I don't think so.
You said after playing them twice. Do you as a coordinator feel like you have a better feel for what they do?
Yes. You know, when you play a team, you know, multiple times, you know, you continue to study them. You continue to try to dissect and understand their offense and how they think. So you like to think you have a better feel for the team than when you just play them one time.
How does Rodgers' mobility, Perry, complicate things, though, for this defense?
Yeah, it's a problem. You know, if he just sat back in the pocket, it would be a lot more comfortable for us. But, you know, he has good scramble ability. I was watching the Bears film, and he made Briggs and Urlacher miss. So that's a dimension that you don't really count on. And he really can take advantage of you with his legs.
What did you learn from the Kansas City
game? What did I learn from
it? What did you learn from watching the Kansas City game?
You know, when I looked at that tape, I thought Kansas City did a nice job. They were very physical with him. They were their desire up front to get after the quarterback, putting multiple hits on the quarterback, I thought was good. I thought their corners really covered those receivers well. And I just thought that Kansas City may have wanted it a little bit more, and they played like they wanted it a little bit more. From an X's and O's standpoint, there were things that we learned from the tape that, you know, that we hope we can use. But I thought it came down to desire in that football game, and Kansas City played with a lot of desire.
Thank you.